Pittsburgh Steelers 7-0. So, top dogs, man. King of the league. The Untouchables. Knights of the Round Table. Head honcho. Headman in charge.
I'm not falling into no traps tonight or today.
This ain't got no trap. This is just saying y'all are the top dogs. You are what the record says you are.
We're just playing Steeler football.
Which is?
Win.
So when you say Steeler football, is this like a different kind of Steeler football? Because I watched y'all last year. I watched y'all last season.
We played Steeler football without the quarterback.
Last year?
We played Steeler football without the quarterback.
Talking about last year?
Last year.
Oh, how good your defense played and kept you in them games?
And we couldn't handle them. Listen.
Hold on. So you played Steeler football last year without a quarterback.
Without.
And this year, you're just putting it all together.
We putting it together.
Gave up 200 yards rushing yesterday. Yeah, I understand. I see.
200 yards rushing.
I see.
Listen. Let me break something down to you.
So all them turnovers yesterday had nothing to do with
you. You don't have a dog in this fight. You done lost two in a row. Let me talk.
This is about the Steelers. This is Steelers talk.
The Steelers, right? When you're a Steelers fan, when you play the Baltimore Ravens, you can throw records.
There's no moral victories.
You can throw
records. The score is what the score is.
You can throw records out. You can throw stats out. It's just win, baby. It doesn't matter if you give up 500 yards to the Baltimore Ravens. Because the Baltimore Ravens fans ought to be sick. Because if you just look at the scoreboard and stats, you'll say, we killed the Steelers.
If we had Joe Flacco, we might have won this one.
No, you'll just say, we killed the Steelers.
Would Joe Flacco have beaten you with a 17-7 lead yesterday, given your tradition between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Mm-hmm. Of course he would have won.
Okay.
But the thing is...
So that's a knock on Lamar, is what you're saying?
I knock him every chance
I get. I'm just going to put it out there. Ravens fans, we're not going to sugarcoat it. He knocks them all the time. The game is over with. He done played y'all. He got y'all coming up again. I think they give them a 44% chance of winning. So they
November.
Thanksgiving.
We play them on Thanksgiving.
They already said, oh, no, y'all. It ain't a Thanksgiving Day game, is it?
Yeah, we play them on Thanksgiving.
You mean tell me we ain't got to watch the Lions and the Texans? And
I think it's a Thanksgiving Day game, I swear.
Man, do you not want to see? I don't want to see the Cowboys and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Or the Houston Texans.
I don't even want to talk about that. I want to talk about my skill.
Yeah, okay, but.
You was talking about the 200-yard rushing, right?
Right.
Didn't I tell you a long time ago?
No, last week when you talking about shut that gear down. Yeah, shut him down.
We shut him down, didn't we?
We shut your boy down. We shut your new receiver down. Made him invisible. Now he's back.
He's a rookie. Rookie is a roller coaster ride. He's been featured.
And balling every week except when he played them Titans. He played that Mississippi JUCO boy, Malcolm Butler.
Simple he's that. Not... our featured wide receiver.
No, he's a stud. And
the last 2 weeks he's been featured. The first three games he played and had some, he was just a flash. We didn't know nothing about him. Now the team's preparing for him.
Physically, there's not, outside of somebody like Jalen Ramsey and maybe a boy for Minnesota, a couple guys is going to get physical enough with him to just match up with him with his...
One-on-one, you're not covering.
Period. But a guy like a Richard Sherman, a Malcolm Butler, like what's happened with the Titans...
Shifty.
They mentally beat him.
No, just shifty corners that bumps.
Bump, they run, all that, yeah. They vex.
But no. Not him. He's a monster.
Who?
He can deal with it. He's too big. 6'4"? But I'm saying they aggravated.
Yeah, he got to get mentally.
This is his first. He's a rookie. He's like DK Metcalf.
He got to say, man, Malcolm Butler, ain't no way he can run with me, jump with me, be physical with me. He just messing with me to nag me and aggravate me mentally. Mm-hmm. And when you get into that, he got you. I promise you, he got you.
But he's not doing none of that. He didn't do none of that. That was his first week being doubled.
Sound like you make excuses for everything in Pittsburgh, man.
No.
Man, you make excuses for Pittsburgh, and then you want to down everybody else. You dogging Lamar, but you making excuses for Pittsburgh. You gave him 200 yards rushing yesterday. Period.
What is that?
Lamar, from the ball, you got lucky to get a win. There's no ugly wins. Just be appreciative of it. Don't act like you dominated, man. Don't do that.
We don't dominate. We just win. Okay. We ain't dominating nothing. Lamar is Lamar. I told you what Lamar was going to do. I told you how he played last year. He played the same way this year against our defense that he played both games last year. Same. We just couldn't capitalize on the game. On one play last year.
Man, let last year go.
No, I'm talking about the cornerback punched the ball out in overtime. We was about to score and win the game. Yeah. He punched the ball out on Juju.
What was it? Humphreys?
Humphrey.
Yeah.
He punched the ball out. They end up winning. Cover that up. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, when Lamar plays like that and still win, it ain't talked about because he won. But look how he played yesterday and lost. Now everybody questioning Lamar. But I'm telling you, Lamar is Lamar.
Man, you know what? I always get on you about Lamar, and it's kind of like I always say, man, don't be down to the guy, because I really don't watch
him. I just kind of what watch I Ravens see.
Like that, but now I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking about, like, even in the playoff loss to the Titans last year, the man played just like he played against y'all. Remember the first drive? We picked him off.
If they don't score on them first couple drives,
it's over.
They done, man. And look.
Remember, we picked him off on the first drive, and it's just like, it just didn't stop from there. And it's kind of like, then when the game out of reach, he go getting some stats. Like, I hate that part of my stuff. He go getting the stats.
Yeah.
He filled the stat sheet
That's
up.
That's what he did in that playoff game last year.
Man, come on. I'm talking about the playoff game.
Oh.
He did nothing when the game mattered. Then at the end, now he getting chunks. He like, come on, man.
But that's what, listen, the guy is, and I'm going to repeat what I said last week. Or this still my opinion of Lamar. He's a heck of a talent, but I'm not calling him a quarterback yet.
But is it his fault?
Because he's more of a running back, though.
Is it his fault?
Nah, it's not, because they built that offense around him.
They're trying to use Lamar Jackson to do, move this mic a little bit. They're trying to use Lamar Jackson to do the things that he should be, he's an expert.
Naturally doing.
He's an expert at doing. They're trying to use that
all game.
All game long. No. That's when you, third down is when you do that craziness. And not every third down. It's a like hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't want people expecting it. You want to just be like,
you just got to play. You got to let him play.
But you're trying to call plays
you
to
can't
make him
make him sit in the pocket.
Right.
But you can't turn him into a read option quarterback all game.
Nope.
You just got to let him play, learn how to read defense. He don't know how to read defense.
I remember myself saying, dang, man, Seattle just ought to just turn Russell Wilson loose and let him do the read option the whole game. I got caught in that for a minute.
Nah.
And I was like, why does he throw the ball so much? Because he can run, he can do that. Man, he figured that thing out.
Yes. So just think about
it. He figured it out.
Just think of Lamar Jackson figuring it out like Russell.
And then how, because he'll be that much more explosive and dangerous. And that's saying something.
But he's not going to figure it out, and I'm going to tell you why. Because he ain't got the reps. He ain't got the reps throwing from the pocket. Hey, and when it tighten up, guess what we do? We just shadow that tight ends.
Because he ain't going to go down the field or push outside the numbers.
He made a couple throws, two receivers, but that's in the red zone. Whoever opened, you're going to hit him. But I'm talking about going down the field where you got to read coverages. He just go to that one guy. He go to them one guy, and that's it. I just don't feel his style of play.
You know what the good quarterbacks always do that I never see the mediocre quarterbacks do? When it's 3rd and 15 or 3rd and 18 or 3rd and 12, 3rd and long situations, they, when it's there, they'll find somebody on a deep out or some deep route. They'll find the one guy that's in tight coverage but has the most favorable matchup. And they'll put the ball in the one spot to where if anybody was going to catch it, it's going to be that guy.
The Ravens.
And you never see that with the mediocre quarterback.
Right.
They check down, get out of there.
That's what happened Sunday, yesterday.
Check down.
They bottled the Steelers up that first half. They killed that short route stuff we was running. They killed it.
Which is why I think the Dallas Cowboys can beat y'all.
I mean, I'm
with Andy Dalton, though.
No, I'm not.
I think they're designed to play the short route. I think they are designed to play the short route.
I'm not knocking nobody beating us. We're not unbeatable.
Don't start that. You trying to be humble? You trying to? No, that ain't you. Don't start that. Keep going. Don't talk. Don't try to do that.
Backtrack. No, you want me to get the big head? No, I don't. We're just 7-0.
Just stand on it.
We ain't won nothing. We ain't even won our division. So don't come to me telling me how I can feel about being 7-0. Because I'm the only one 7-0.
He feel good about that.
I feel like I can kill a gnat with a sledgehammer.
He feel good about it, son.
I can squeeze a grizzly bear through a peephole.
Listen. Y'all live for a rude awakening.
What is it?
No, but you know what? You could figure it out.
No, you just waiting on the big fall. But it ain't going to be consistently good. Even if we lose a game, we're going to come back the next week and win.
That's how I feel about
it. We not like y'all. Lose to us and then turn around and lose to the Bengals.
That's cool.
You just a regular average Joe team, went picked up Clowney and still can't get a pass rush.
The man had, in the first half, when the game was well within grasp, didn't know we were going to play this bad. Jadeveon Clowney went on a twist. He went on a twist with nobody in front of him. Not that they missed the block. Nobody even blocked it. He went straight back there to Joe Burrow and guess what he did?
I don't know.
Missed him.
Oh, okay.
Joe Burrow standing up in the pocket. Jadeveon Clowney unblocked up the middle, not from the side. Straight where the nose ball would be. Does a twist from the tackle position. Comes around right where the nose would be, where the center would be. Mm-hmm. Runs straight at Joe Burrow as he's catching the snap. Clowney missed the sack.
But let me tell you something about Clowney.
Unbelievable.
Whether you know this or not, if you do your homework.
He cannot sack the quarterback.
Do you know he's not a good pass rusher?
He cannot sack the quarterback.
He's not a good pass rusher. He's a run stopper, but not a pass rusher.
And boy.
The first thing pops up.
He can't stop the run.
No, but look. The first thing pops up. Who's the best pass rusher
out there? He ain't no pass rusher.
Not a pass rusher.
It's TV.
He looks the part.
He's a clogger.
But he don't play the part.
He's a clogger.
He looks the part, but he don't play the part.
And I'm not down to Jadeveon Clowney. It's just the way he's played.
You look at Bud Dupree or T.J. Watt on the field.
Lights up.
There's no way them two guys supposed to be better than Klein.
Like, and I'm talking about not even close.
But and just tell me the truth. You look at this guy clowning, there's no way somebody's supposed to block him.
Listen, Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt are ahead of Clowney on the run and pursuing the pass.
Yeah. Bud Dupree has impressed me this year. And I'm going to recant my statement about him that we don't need to sign him. But guess what, buddy? We need to sign him.
It's
just the combination.
He's coming together.
The Lamar Woodley and James Harrison combination. That's what we got. Yeah. You got to keep
them together. He trying to pair them up. He got two cornerstones out there.
No, I'm saying how they play together. The last 2 years, they played good like this. What was Bud Dupree 2 years ago?
He was all
we don't bad. Know. But T.J. Watt was there. But where was Bud? Bud, it's like the competitiveness that they got on the field, competing with each other in practice. It's like it's helping him out. It's helping him out. Really, it's hurting us as a Steeler organization or fan because we're going to have to pay him now. You get what I'm saying?
That's the nature of the
beast. But pass rush is the only position that's hard to find. Like, to find a to find a real pass rusher that can stay on the field.
There's guys that can rush the passer, but they can't play three downs.
Three downs. That's what I'm saying. But these two guys play all four downs.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find that. It's just hard to find it.
Yeah. I look at the way the Chargers are doing Joey Bosa. He's a numbers guy.
What you mean?
I mean that they have him in positions and plays to just go out there.
Succeed. Nothing but pass rush.
Yes.
Oh, I ain't paying no attention. Because they scared of him getting hurt, too. Now.
They limited his reps is what they
do. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They scared of him getting
but
hurt.
But you done paid the man, B.A.
But still, they don't want to run his Stanley. They don't want him to go out there Friday he signs his contract.
You can't do nothing about that, though, man.
But I'm saying they limited his reps. So the percentages are low. You get what I'm saying?
I ain't giving nobody $100 million. I got to put training wheels on. $100 million, get the mud grips.
I get that, yeah.
And let's go ride.
But the bottom line is, Lamar Jackson is who I thought he was. And he showed it. And he proved it to me this week.
For the record, what is he, yeah?
He's a talent.
He's a talent playing quarterback.
Talent playing quarterback.
Yeah, position.
No, I'm not saying that. You trying to make me cripple him into saying that he's not a quarterback. He's a talent.
Well, okay.
I'm saying.
He plays quarterback for the Ravens. What are you saying?
I'm saying that just because you're lined up at the quarterback position.
Doesn't mean you're a quarterback.
Doesn't mean you're playing quarterback.
So he's a wildcat all game is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And I'm going to tell you something.
Ravens fans, the man said y'all running the wildcat. This Miami?
Listen, and I'm going to tell you something.
They got running back Ricky Williams?
I'm telling you this here, too. You see how every time.
You wrong about that, boy.
Listen, every time Lamar Jackson kept that ball, T.J. Watt said, hey, buddy.
I'm here.
I'm here, waiting on you. And guess what? He do 2-3 fakes. And then you just get a couple yards. That's all you got to do with Lamar. And even when he handed that bitch off.
Had him flinching.
No, TJ Watt be hitting him.
On that fake? Or that.
He was hitting him.
Man, that's, you know something, man.
And that's what that's I'm
a
talking
lost,
about.
That's a lost art of football because they will penalize you for it. But I took pride in that in high school. I remember the option teams like Oak Grove, Sal Jones. Teams that ran the option. George Kelly. Man, I would hit the quarterback. You know, we played next to each other.
Right.
We hit the quarterback regardless. No matter what he did.
Regardless. Regardless.
That's old school football, man.
That's football.
Man, we hit him. And I'm talking about not just hit him. You know how, man, we just literally just would tee off.
We hitting him. I'm hitting him.
I'm talking about D-Clean.
If I got to run to you, the least I can do is hit you in the process. Man. I'm not going to waste all that energy and not hit you.
Man, I swear.
And that's what happened.
Ooh. That's why we didn't get the reps on that right side over there.
Like we didn't get nobody running on our side. When they saw the film work, they said, 44, 45.
Go the other way.
That's not the best option. Go the other side. Go to the other side. And guess what we had at D-tackle? Nick Brown.
Yes, sir.
So, you pick, already know.
Pick your poison.
You're not running to this side.
Man, you ain't lying. What we used to say? 40 ounce, 44 Magnum, and Colt 45. Oh, man, we got a, man. Yeah, that right side was tough.
Man, it was tough, but.
Golly. Cameron, I know you got a lot of tackles over there.
I'm not trying to knock Lamar. I love Lamar. I hope he turns out to be a $200 million quarterback.
Oh, you're exaggerating that, boy.
No, I'm just saying, I hope he gets his money and become the quarterback.
That's a good question. Does Lamar get his money? Today, if you had a gun in the head, does he get his money?
No, sir.
He's getting the money.
He's going to get the money, but he ain't proving nothing.
Is he getting it from the Ravens?
Nah, he's going to get the money from the Ravens. They built the team around him.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, it's just like they're not. It's like to me, and this is me personally, I'm not a professional like this. I just call what I see. To me, I just don't think they even care how good a quarterback he turned out.
What you mean by that?
Like, they don't care if he even learned how to read defense. Just keep up on what you're doing.
Just get us a win.
No, just do what you're doing. Like, he's dominating not with his mind, or his arm. He's dominating with his legs. Yeah. So, that's going to play out.
And the mind and the arm is the two most important positions of the quarterback position.
Yeah. Mahomes don't dominate with his legs.
He hurts you with his legs.
He break your back with his legs.
Yeah.
He kills you with his mind and his arm.
Yep.
That's what all the Peyton Mannings and the Bradys, that's what they do.
I even go a step further. He does kill you with your mind and arm, but what he beats you with is the same exact thing that Tom Brady beats you with. He beats you with the ability of, no matter the down and distance, I can sit in this pocket and make the play regardless.
But this is...
That's the thing. I don't have to outrun you. Have to...
That Bill Belichick dropped 4 backs. 7 in coverage. Wasn't blitzing him. And he was continually taking the check down and letting them run for the yards. What most young quarterbacks can't
try to force it.
They try to force it. They try to do too much and throw in the double coverage. He wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
That's when I seen that he was the absolute truth. So until Lamar Jackson can learn how to get the mental aspect of the quarterback position right, he's going to be feast or famine. He's going to be that type of guy.
I feel on that. But are we harder on Lamar Jackson as an African-American quarterback than we are on
No, we're not, because guess what?
He's on a good team.
Everybody's defense is not as talented.
When you become the MVP, you open yourself up to the scrutiny. That's what I say. No, that's the only thing I say about it. When you become the MVP, you've reached the pinnacle. You can't go any higher than when it comes to personal accolades as other than winning the Super Bowl.
He's the MVP right now.
So,
MVP is a title, though.
Right, but with that said,
that's the most valuable player.
When you reach that, everything else you do is
who is the backup? RG3, right?
Mm-hmm.
What can they do with RG3 if Lamar Jackson done?
Play big.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's over. So he definitely one of the most valuable players in the league every year. He's still that. Like, I'm not taking nothing. You wanted to throw that up last week. Talking about he's the MVP. I'm not knocking the MVP. I take 2 Super Bowls and a non-MVP for a career any day.
You just knocked him. You just put Big Ben on him. You just did that.
Taking Big Ben every time. If we losing by 4 points, like yesterday, we losing by 4 points, I'm taking Big Ben on that last drive over Lamar Jackson. And you would too. I don't care what you say in any game or what. I'm just taking him.
Let's think about this. I would take Big Ben, no question asked, without hesitation, over Lamar Jackson on a game-winning drive, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But if we really look at it, who would be most dangerous on a game-winning drive? Would it be Big Ben or would it be Lamar Jackson? And if we look at the physical attributes, it would be Lamar Jackson because he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with a lot of other different things with speed. But
so why would you take him?
Because we would go with history. We would go with what our eyes have seen. And our eyes have seen Big Ben able to push the ball and get it down the field. We've seen Lamar Jackson not make the proper read and throw the ball in the double coverage, get it picked off and throw it in the dirt.
But this is with a minute to go now. This ain't with 5 minutes ago. We talking about a minute in the game.
I know, but a minute ago.
How much running you going to do now?
When in a situation where
that's the crippling part.
When you know timeouts, you can't run, you have to throw the ball.
That's the crippling part. That he can't run, the run has no value. When the run has no value, what can Lamar Jackson do?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm there.
That's why when they get down,
I don't understand. When you're up 17-10, the interception he threw after the hat, like, I don't know what.
Not reading coverages.
Why? And that throw to me said, I'm not certain, but I'm going to throw. And it's like, he could have made that throw.
But he wasn't confident.
He lobbed.
He didn't know what he saw.
So he lobbed.
But he didn't know what he saw.
That's that throw that old boy from Da Vinci, what's the boy's name played for Cowboy last night? That's how he was throwing the ball last night.
I ain't buying it, man.
And I'm sitting here embarrassed for that kid because I'm thinking, man, you work your butt off your whole life to get to the NFL. And then just because of COVID and a few injuries, injured the dog, this kid's thrown in there. Man, that may have been his ticket out of the NFL last night, starting that game.
But I do know this one thing. Now that we done put that bullseye on our back by beating the Ravens, the scrutiny is here. And Mr. O'Quinn
is ready to
pass. Will be saying every week that this team is going to beat us. And he just started with the Cowboys.
How about them boys?
So now when we play the Cowboys, you're going to say, the Cowboys, oh yeah, them Cowboys can beat y'all. I don't like that matchup. Then when we beat them, you're going to give me the LeBron James effect. Then we got the Bengals next week. They done beat the Titans. So guess what you're going to say? Oh yeah, them Bengals can beat y'all.
They poised for a W right here.
Yeah. So sooner or later,
shot in the dark gonna land on the Bulls, all right?
No, what I'm trying to say, Dumpster get a stake every now and then.
Every now and then.
You better believe it.
Man. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, son. Oh. Nah, but the Cowboys, I'm just telling you, man.
They can beat us.
They can beat you.
I know, man.
And listen.
Then next week.
No, ain't them next week. So you already overlooking them, and I'm telling you, this game is not going to be no breeze, man. Well, because they so solid.
Who you going to root for, the Steelers or the Cowboys? That's what I want to know. Tim, please, Tim.
On that note, we're going to end. Talking about something else.
I want to know who you root for. Because you ain't going to lose either way.
Ooh, boy.
Because if the Cowboys beat us, you can talk noise to the Steelers. Ooh. And then if we beat the Cowboys, you can just keep pouncing on the Cowboys, man. You can't lose now.
Good week, look like.
I just want to know who you like.
Dump Drew Radio, we out.